The world's largest computer chip maker is getting bigger. Intel has agreed to buy its competitor Altera for nearly $17 billion, a deal long in the works and one of many consolidations in the industry this year. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us now. And Jill, so for those who don't follow the computer industry or chip industry closely and their ears just perked up, $17 billion, what happened today?
Oh, it's chump change. These guys are sitting on mounds of cash. Don't worry about it. You know, Intel's bid, this continues a bunch of consolidation that we've seen in the semiconductor industry. That's, you know, interesting. Chip companies, think of it almost like a commodity. It used to be, who's the fastest? Who's this? There's so much competition now. It's just a chip. And to make that widget, boy, it's just harder and harder to find a way to actually differentiate yourself. So what we know is that Intel is purchasing a smaller company. But, you know, this is a company that specializes in programmable chips. It's a subset of the industry that's quite small, but it is profitable.
Well, and Intel, although these companies might be sitting on mounds of money, Intel has struggled in recent years, revenue flat in 2014. And we understand it's because much of Intel's business was making processors inside personal computers, which are less popular. So what does this say about the direction Intel wants to go in and about the industry and why are processors inside personal computers less popular? Is that because of mobile?
Yeah, this is so interesting because the deal is now allowing Intel to go beyond the business of making chips for personal computers. As you know, like the computer business is changing day after day and we now know everyone's going to mobile and is going to tablets. But what's interesting is that the chips that Altera makes, they are very interesting. They're not just programmable, but they're used in smart cars and other new technologies. Mm. They're increasingly being used in data centers that support the cloud. So what really you think about this, what Intel is trying to do, say, wait a second, we make the standard chip, we own this market. But there is this market that is actually small but growing. We've got to get into it. Let's just buy our way into it. Therefore, we don't have to create it. And I should say, when I said they're sitting on a mound of cash, Intel, as of the end of the first quarter, was sitting on $14 billion in cash and short-term investments.
Well, and you say, you know, there's a lot of money floating through the industry. Last week, there was a deal that was twice as big. Avago Technologies offered $37 billion to buy wireless chip maker Broadcom Core. So what's behind these deals?
Well, look, we know that there is a slowdown in personal computing demand, right? And so this business, this chip business that has been commoditized is now slugging against a shrinking marketplace. So what happens in that sense is that big companies look to smaller companies and maybe even other big companies and say, what can we do to A, create innovation? So in this current deal, we're talking about innovation, or B, save some money. Interestingly enough, Intel CEO says that this deal is going to help them grow by going into new products, but there is also going to be cost savings. 40% of the deal's value, he said, would come from savings by combining these two companies. Both of those very important issues.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News on a big, big buy. Intel agreeing to buy its competitor Altera for nearly $17 billion. Big news in the chip world. Jill, thank you.
Great to be with you.